All right, on a Monday, our next guest has come a long way from her days growing up in Port Huron. She holds an MBA from Stanford, a degree in religious studies from Yale. She runs a leadership website, theintentional.net, and has just written a book called Indispensable, How to Succeed at Your First Job and Beyond. Meredith Whipple Callahan is on the line with us right now. Meredith, good morning.
Thanks for having me, Paul.
I was just reading on your website your thoughts on having this book published 10 years after you wrote it in its first incarnation, and how you got to see it, come off the press and hold it in your hand, and then you got to watch people actually read it.
Yeah, and that was probably the most terrifying point of realizing that it was not just one manuscript that sat on my computer, but instead hundreds and thousands of books that sat in other people's hands. I think it's an interesting experience for a new author, and particularly someone who mostly isn't an author, mostly does business type things and then writes on the side. So you're right. It was a really new and interesting experience.
Well, what kind of feedback have you been getting, not just from your circle of friends that you've been able to distribute it to, but from people that you don't even know that you're hearing from now?
Yeah. The biggest piece of feedback is, I think, people who are either starting their careers or 5 or 10 years into their careers who come back with the feedback of, I wish that someone just would have told me all of this on the first day that I graduated and when I started my first job. I wish that someone would have given me this book or sat me down and told me how things are instead of me having to figure it out along the way. So I think what's been encouraging and refreshing for me is that the book feels practical to people, and it feels like it resonates with their experience of, man, this is the useful stuff, rather than, yeah, that's some kind of abstract or abstruse amount of advice. It just feels like real practical advice that people wish they had.
Well, this is why you wrote the book. I mean, you had this inkling that there was a need out there for this kind of information, didn't you?
Yeah. I realized when I first stepped back from my first job, like you said, about 10 years ago or so, and went, wow, what did I learn? What advice do people give me? And what of that is actually something that could be codified, abstracted, and applied to other people? And so I started from there because I didn't find any of those resources when I was starting out. I found that I had to actually piece it together myself rather than anyone giving me a leg up.
The subtitle is How to Succeed at Your First Job and Beyond. Indispensable is for those people entering not necessarily just the workforce, but a new work environment, and how to become, as you say, indispensable. So what kind of advice do you provide in this book?
Sure. So there are three big sections of the book. The first is about nailing the basics, which is really about, like you said, not just walking into your first job, but walking into any new professional environment and figuring things out. Figuring out what matters, what doesn't matter, figuring out how to get smart about your role, about your company, about your industry, quicker than the other people around you, figuring out how to ask smart questions and really come up the curve quickly. That's the first section of the book. The second section of the book is then excelling at execution, which is about really being excellent at the core of the job that you've been asked to do. A lot of people kind of misestimate what's actually needed to do that in a good way, by either not quality controlling their work or not being clear enough with their manager about what they need to do and what the expectations are. And like you said, those are issues that come up for not only people who are really junior in their careers, but they're things that people who are more senior in their careers also need to be reminded about as well. The third section of the book is about exceeding expectations and how, regardless of your role, you think about going above and beyond to take on other responsibilities, to mentor other people, to take on big projects, and to really show that you can deliver beyond just executing, but instead thinking about things in a more meaningful way.
A big part of success is communicating, isn't it? Communicating effectively. And that's something that, unfortunately, not everybody comes away from their education with a degree knowing how to effectively communicate.
It's true. And it's funny that, of course, we talk about that part on the radio, right? That
right.
makes a lot of sense. On communication, some of the biggest things that people forget are that they're doing their own piece of work all day, every day, and then they go and try and communicate that to other people and often forget to really put in the context and the purpose, and then don't think about structuring those answers in a way that seems actually useful to solving the problem. So most people communicate in a narrative structure of first I did this, second I did this, third I did this, here's the result. And that's actually a very ineffective way to communicate in a work environment. In a work environment, it makes more sense to almost flip the structure and put the bottom line up front. That's how they articulate it in the military, at least.
Yeah.
To articulate first, what's the answer? What are we talking about?
Right.
Why should you care? And then provide details as it's necessary after that. So there are just a bunch of new frameworks to think about that you've probably never sat back and thought about before if you haven't been in a professional environment.
That makes sense. How did you find your way in the world? In other words, you know, you've written this book for people, trying to succeed at their first job and beyond. Did you have a mentor or somebody that taught you leadership skills?
It's a good question. I had so many mentors. I had people throughout my career, and I probably actually couldn't point to any one of them who gave me more insight than any other. I think it was probably just a continuous orientation to asking questions and seeking advice rather than walking into the workplace thinking that I really knew anything. And so it felt like I could soak up information and soak up knowledge from everyone from, you know, the chief operating officer who happened to take 5 minutes to talk to me to the secretary who had been at the firm for 20 years at the front desk and knew a hell of a lot about what was going on. And so I think that's one of the important parts is actually not anchoring on the idea that it's only your manager or only certain people who can give you the best advice, but instead that just by being conscious of what you know and what you don't know and asking those questions all the time, that's probably how you end up in a better place than otherwise.
Boy, that's great. And that's just common sense when it comes to, you know, communicating, being aware of, the people and the information around you and just taking those good mental notes and learning along the way. It's, it sounds simple, but it's not, especially when you get buried in the minutiae of what you do on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, and that's the way that the book actually complements it, is one, you need to have this open-minded curiosity about what's around you and where you can learn from and who can give you that advice. And then second, you need to also be in dialogue with some way of being to be, reading the book and thinking about, well, am I acting this way? Am I not acting this way? Is it useful to me? Is it not useful to me? Even just the kind of meta-level consciousness of how you're showing up at work and how you're acting is really useful to pushing you ahead. One way to do that is to read the book and ask yourself the questions. Do I act this way? Do I not act this way? Would it be more useful if I did? Do I have reason not to? And so just that engagement and thinking and curiosity is what I find mostly sets people apart.
You mentioned that you're not an author by trade. This is really kind of a new undertaking for you. That being said, Meredith, do you have another book in you? Is this something that you plan to perhaps pursue further?
I think I have 3 or 4 books probably backing up within me, I've realized. You said I started this book 10 years ago, which is true. I started this book 10 years ago, and then I picked it up and I finished the manuscript when I was on maternity leave with my first daughter. I am now due with my son any minute, and frankly, I am really curious about which of those ideas is going to pop out and be the thing that I end up thinking about during sleepless nights with my son.
Well, there you go. What a great way to write a book. In the meantime, how can people get this book? Just go to where you buy books, Amazon, et cetera?
Yep. So the book is on Amazon. The book is also in all of the St. Clair County community libraries, if people have an interest in taking out from the library as well.
All right. Fantastic. Well, congratulations on the book and everything that you've accomplished, and congratulations on the impending birth of your child and certainly the birth of Indispensable, which a lot of people are reading now, How to Succeed at Your First Job and Beyond. Meredith Whipple Callahan, nice talking to you this morning.
Thank you so much, Paul.
Take care. Bye-bye.